Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Racing Podcast for the weekend of September 17. I am Joel Marshall in the hosting duty this week with John Barker enjoying a good rest ahead of a big spring carnival. Joining me to take a look at all of the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague Carl Diorio. And Carl, we have Group 1 action in Sydney with the Star Mare Winx going around. And what is she, $1.15, I think I saw?
That's right, $1.15. And, well, it's obviously at those odds, it's hard to see her getting beat. And you don't really want to be diving into those short-priced commodities, I don't think.
A lot of the big boys will be just putting her in multis, won't they?
Hartnell as well, I'm sure he'll be odds on the day. And there's a few others as well. So they just might just multiply into each other. And punters will probably string together a few victories, that's for sure, on Saturday.
All right, and we've also got a good day's action at Caulfield. 10 races, a bumper card with the Golden Nugget being added to the program, and it's a quiet day in between some big weekends. We've only got 3 stakes races, a couple of Group 3s on this race, but a good day's racing, big fields, and good initiation with the charity race too. So good luck to all the charities with their runners in the Foundation Cup. But we'll get to Caulfield soon. We will begin with Randwick. They have the Group 1 action. They do have six black type races on the 9 race card. So we'll take you through those. The first of them is the Schweppes Heritage Stakes Race 3. This is a listed race for the 3-year-olds. Carl.
That's right. And I'm keen on a fairly promising type here in number 8, Guard of Honour. I was quite taken by his Warwick Farm maiden win, and then he backed it up with a really nice trial at Wyong recently. He beat Clearly Innocent on that occasion, and he looks to have improved over his break. I think he's certainly the one to beat here from the inside barrier. Got him ahead of 3 Jericho, who is also first up, showed plenty of promise last campaign behind Archives. Third number 10, Hair Trigger, he'll get back and be steaming home late. The fourth number 2, Tango Rain, has got the form on the board, and I'm sure won't be easy to turn over. I think Russian Revolution is under the odds, though. 3 from 3, but I can certainly see his unbeaten record coming to an end here.
Yeah, well, we've both potted him. We've both left him out of our 4, but he certainly has racked up the 3 wins. But I think this race is, you know, maybe it's probably got a bit of depth to it, so I think he'll probably be under the odds as well. I've gone 10 Hair Trigger. Really like the look of this bloke. He's got a bit to learn, and he's sort of doing it on the run. It was a really big debut. That was what sort of caught the eye. He was miles away and rattled home behind Evacuation and a maiden, and his form this time has been good. I think he'll run well. 8 Guard of Honour in for second. Agree, he looks a smart type, and he's trialled well. 3 Jericho and 2 Tango Rain in for fourth. Race 4 is the Tab T-Row Stakes, Group 2 for the fillies.
Suzanne on top for me, number 7, unbeaten from 2 runs this campaign. Even the form last campaign was quite solid, underlined by a debut second behind Divine Prophet, whereby Suzanne and Divine Prophet were the 2 great late closers from back in the field. So steps up to the 1400 metres onto a drier surface, and I think those 2 things will enhance her ability, I guess, on the weekend and the level of performance. I've got her ahead of the stablemate 1 Fox Play, who obviously is the one to beat after that really emphatic win in the Furious Stakes first up. 3rd number 5, Chapanda, who will appreciate the extra distance, I'm sure will improve further out to 1600 metres. And 4th number 6, Global Glamour.
I'm going to stick with number 3, Baccarella. On face value, 1400 might be a stretch. I concede that, but she's a nice type. I think she'll just continue to race honestly through these races. She gave a good kick last time out. The last 100 metres, she wasn't any match for the winner, Fox Play. But Barrier 1, she's had a couple of awkward gates of late, and I just thought from Barrier 1 she'd do no work. And if she can just be cuddled for a little bit longer, I think she'll give you a good sight. I've got her ahead of number 1, Fox Play. 4, Skylight Glow, good effort first up against the boys, giving weight away. And 6, Global Glamour, was pretty good first up. Race 5 is the Hill Stakes, Group 2 weight for age. You mentioned Hartnell was going to be pretty short in this, Carl. We do have an early scratching of number 8, Tavigo, which leaves us with 7. Hartnell certainly going to be very hard to beat.
Hard to beat. Yeah, I thought Tavigo was the danger if there was any, but he's not there, as you say. He'll probably run in the Underwood, but I'm sure Trent Buston will probably change his mind 5 times between now and then. And I've got Hartnell on top to beat Preferment, who can bridge the gap from that first up performance in the Chelmsford, but I don't think can make up the 8 length deficit. Third, I've put in number 6 Magic Hurricane. And then for fourth, I've put in, Grand Marshal, as I've just had to think of now, because I've had to find a new fourth pick.
That's probably take your pick amongst
those. Yeah, Sign Off, I'm surprised, is Melbourne Cup favourite. And he's $34 in this race. I've seen in some markets to be $17 Melbourne Cup favourite.
Yeah, I like him. I've always liked the horse. I like him from a Melbourne Cup point of view. I think he's very short.
Yeah.
I haven't backed him yet. I just want to wait and see what he does a little bit more. But, yeah, I thought he's very short in Melbourne Cup betting.
That Tommy does something.
Yes, it is. And, you know, I think he can run well on Saturday, although it's probably just another tick-over run. But he's in for third for me. Hartnell on top of Preferment. Preferment can certainly bridge the gap. Sign off for third, and we'll throw Who Shot the Barman, number 3. In for fourth, race 6 is the feature, the Colgate Optic White, otherwise known as the George Ryder Stakes, Group 1 mile. And we do have the 8 runners here, although are we any clearer about Liramane? I think he's
actually running at Newcastle on Friday. Yep, so that's actually been confirmed
and
this morning.
I think he's in at Newcastle as well. Not sure.
Yeah, not sure about his status, but I can definitely tell you Liramane. And also, just correct you, it's the George Main, not the George Ryder. But I'm sure we're all on the same page.
just to make it even more confusing, that's a good pickup.
Winks on top for me, though. Like the rest of the world, I think Winks is going to be awfully hard to beat. Tosin Stardom's the danger, the only horse that can probably get within kooey of it. Can it beat it? Perhaps. I'm going to go on the safe side and not look stupid and tip against Winks. Third, Haraki. Sure, was a nice win first up over the 1400. Will improve out to the mile. And then for fourth, I've got to put in News Top's fourth selection, and I'll put in, it's somewhat, but even Great Esteem might not go around there. It might be a really small field.
Yes, you said you didn't want to look stupid by tipping against Winks, which I believe you may have done
in the past
with Lucia Valentina, but I'll put myself in here because I've done that. Yeah. I took Haylist to beat Black Caviar in the 10,000.
Yeah.
She beat him in Brisbane.
Yeah.
And he was just flying along, and then she just whizzed by. We can fall into that trap. But Winks on top for me from 1, Tosin Stardom, 2, Hauraki, and 4, Spirit Gym. Race 7 is the Bowman's Office of Furniture Shorts, also known as The Shorts, but there's a reasonably short favourite, and I think she'll be very hard to beat in number 4, English. But, Carl, how do you see the race?
Yeah, I got her in for second. She's obviously the one to beat and deserves to be favourite. I've just gone Dothraki on an each-way basis. Real honest performer at Group 1 level last campaign. Draws to get a lovely run in Barrier 5, and I just think he appeals on an each-way basis. So got him ahead of English, but can't knock her credentials. For third, I've put in number 2, Ball of Muscle, and for fourth, number 9, Kaepernick. Those two horses, Ball of Muscle and Kaepernick, have both trialled well leading into this race.
Yeah, English for me, I think she'll be very hard to beat. She really went to another level last time in off that long break and stamped herself as a top-class Group 1 sprinter, and her trials this time in suggest she certainly hasn't gone backwards. So I'm with her to beat 3, Takedown. I think he might be the value. I don't mind him. He sort of went to another level last time in, and his trials have been good. English went past him in the first trial, but the latest trial when he won I thought was really good, so I'll certainly play that Cornella. 1, Japonas May, a bit plain first up, but not sure the real heavy was the ideal for him first up, so we'll give him another chance. And 9, Kaepernick, very talented, has trialed well, as you mentioned. Race 8 is the Bill Ritchie Handicap Group 3 over the 1400 metres.
Hand fast for me. I think he was one of the better runs of the day. He certainly ran the quickest last 600 metres of the day when resuming at Rose Hill on August 27. The tempo was dead against. It was a slowly run race. It turned into a sit sprint, so his effort to run third in the circumstances I thought was very good. Stays low in the weights, up to the 1400 metres, and I think he'll be awfully hard to beat. Got him as the best bet of the day from 8, Zaritza, who was set a task over 1400 metres first up, strong through the line in saying that she'll be fitter, and she is the main danger to that top selection. A bit of a gap back then to third, which is number 5, Federal, and for fourth, number 3, Saddler's Lake.
Yeah, I went Zaritza. As you said, things didn't really pan out for her first up. She's a quality, mare now. She really looked very promising as a three-year-old filly. I think she can continue. She's got to take the next step, but I think she can here. I've got her ahead of Five Federal, who was good first up, out in distance suits, one happy clapper, class runner, 59 kilos. Obviously a bit tough, and he'll be peaking come Epsom Day, you would imagine, but he'll run well. And your selection, Handfast, in fourth, number 11. That takes care of the black type action. Best and value, I will make English as my best, race 7, number 4, and my value is Hair Trigger, race 3, number 10.
My best was Handfast, race 8, number 11, and my value is race 9, number 12, Sonic Swish. This horse is first up from a spell. Really trialled well leading into this. Got back and hit the line nicely, and hopefully does the same thing on the weekend. Has been competitive against the older horses as his three-year-old last season, which is always a good guide, and certainly lost no ability over the break.
All right, moving across to Caulfield on Saturday. As I said earlier, 10 races and huge fields. Sure to be plenty of value there for the taking. Three black-type races. We'll take you through those. Race 6 is the Ladbrokes Odds Boost Stakes, formerly known as the How Now. Is that right? How Now, I think this race.
That's right, yeah.
So Group 3, a sprint race for the mares over 1,200 metres.
Probably could have weaved that into our column as well, but unfortunately they changed it a bit too late. But anyway, Miss Promiscuity on top for me. She's well handicapped here, I guess, under the set weights and penalties conditions of the race. She's 102 rather. She's only carrying 57 kilos. Just loves Caulfield and capable over this distance range, and I've got her on top. I think she's going to be hard to beat from one My Pipette, who's trialled well since the first up run. I thought the jump out was okay, and the Santan run off her legs a little bit early, but found the line nicely. Third number four, Secret of the Gender. This horse has been trialling up well leading into this, and fourth, number 5, Atmospherical, 2, 1, 4, and 5.
Yeah, I went 1 My Pipette, quite keen on her. I thought $11, probably over the odds, her opening quote, but I like her each way. Yeah, I thought her first up run was good over the 1,000 metres. It was always going to be a bit sharp with some handy male sprinters in the race, and she was down near the inside, wasn't quite the best ground, but thought it was a really good run, and some of her efforts last time in were pretty good. So happy to have her on top, certainly each way, from 4 Secret Agenda. As you said, jump outs have been pretty good. Her form last time in was very good. 10, Andrassy, good run at Caulfield last time out. Form through that with Don't Doubt Mama and Thames Courts held up well. She's honest. And number 2, Miss Promiscuity in 4-4. Race 7 is the Testarossa Stakes. This is a listed event over 1,200 again.
Keen the row for me. It took an unbelievable performance from Voodoo Lad to knock him off first up. And whilst he might be looking for the 1,400 metres, I still think he can produce a really nice effort low in the weights, just a half kilo off the limit. So got him on top from 8, Tadai Tondo. Now, this horse I've been following for a little while and then jumped off him the last couple of starts. And, geez, he's had some bad luck in the last couple of starts. He just went to the line untested last start at Mooney Valley, and he had a lot to offer in behind Voodoo Lad. I think he can run a cheeky race. Third, number 3, Yesterday Songs, who's first up from a spell. Jump out's been positive. No doubt will improve out to 1,400 metres later this campaign, but is capable first up. And then for fourth, number 6, Santa Around the Lane, who backs up a lot better than what that last start effort shows. He didn't handle the straight, was drawn in the wrong part of the track. And Joel, I know you're quite keen on Santa Around the Lane yourself.
Yeah, I like him on the quick backup. The first up run was good with 57.5 at Caulfield, drops to 54. So 3.5 kilo weight drop on that fresh run. And yeah, last week was a bit of a no-go down the straight. Drew barrier 1, outside 5 barriers with the first 5 home. Jock said he was a bit all at sea down the straight. I think back around the corner, drawn well. Very hard to beat. Do agree that Keena Ray is the hardest to beat. Number 4, I think he'll be very strong here. Number 9, the Virginian. Well, real interesting runner. Gone up favourite. You could go one or two ways, couldn't you? People could just really lay him. You know, you could really step into him as a lay just on, a lightly race. Was that a real flash in the pan, that Stradbroke run? If he's as good as, if that's his true level, then he's clearly going to be hard to beat. I'll include him, but I'm not sure if he's favourite. Number 1, Hucklebuck, all class. He'll get better with the run, no doubt, but I'll throw him in for 4th, race 8. But this is the race with the most focus on it at Caulfield on Saturday. It is the formerly known as the Naturalism Stakes, is now the Foundation Cup, and all these horses run for a charity, so a good cause. And well, most importantly, it's a golden ticket into the Caulfield Cup for the winner. Carl, you can make a case for quite a few, as you can expect, for a race that gives you Caulfield Cup exemption.
That's right. They've come from everywhere to get a run, and I'm sure there's been a few horses that have been belting it out that would be worthy runners in the field. I've gotten Top Melbourne, though, as my best bet of the day. I think his first up run was quite good behind Great Esteem, who led throughout. Tom Melbourne sat second. It was a race of little change. The first four in running were the first four over the line. Tom Melbourne stuck to his task quite admirably over the 1700. He's second up. He gets out to the 2000 metres. I think he'll improve fitness-wise. I expect to see him just improve. I mean, his track work on Tuesday morning, by all reports, was outstanding. And this is his D-Day. He's got to win this to make the Caulfield Cup. And if he does, geez, he's going to be a hard horse to beat in the Caulfield Cup with nothing on his back. For second, I've got Jamaica in. She's well-weighted, 55.5. She's the class runner of the field. But it's not a grand final, so you'd expect a good performance. For third, I've then put in...
Sorry, Carl.
No, that's all right. You've just thrown me off a wee bit. For third, number 12, Observational. And then for fourth, number four, Real Love. Observational out to the 2,000 metres, again, should be an improvement. Real Love was really good at Mooney Valley. But my number's there, 13, 6, 12 and 4.
Yeah, sorry, Carl. Listeners, I was instructing him to pass over the best bets just for a quick reference.
I thought something was falling out of my pocket.
Thought I was pointing to a spider or something of the like. But my numbers for the Foundation Cup are 6, Jamaica. Two runs back have been excellent. She's in the Caulfield Cup at the moment, so doesn't need to win, but she can keep something out by winning. I think she will. 13, Tom Melbourne in for second, hardest to beat. 8, Set Square, the stable mate of Jamaica. Horror Gate, but going well. And 15, Gabella on the backup from last week. She's going really well. Whether she can win this is I'm not quite sure, but she's going to win something this spring. 6, 13, 8, 15. My best for the program is Santa Ana Lane, race 7, number 6. My value is My Pipette, race 6, number 1. And just a couple of roughies elsewhere on the card. Race 3, number 14, Outback Rain at huge odds. Showed a bit in her first prep, recent trial winner. This is a funny race, this. A lot of different form lines. Not sure if where many of these are heading. I think she might run you a good race at big odds. And race 5, number 4, Captain Duffy. Gave him a bit of a hope last week at Flemington and didn't think his run was that bad. Less than 3 lengths from the winner, Detective, in a pretty handy race. Out to a mile suits. Can certainly back him each way.
Best bet, Tom Melbourne, as I said. Value is Loyalty Man, which doubles up as the roughies, $15. I think he can run a nice race first up. He was a 3-time winner at a 3-year-old handicap level from 1300 to 1600 last campaign. He's a really nice horse. I expect him to run a really good race over the 1400 metres from barrier 5. Other ones to look out for are Vainglorious in that same race that you like, Outback Rain, which I've slotted in Outback Rain in for third. So I thought I was being a bit clever finding it for third, but you've found it on top by the sounds of it.
Well, I made him my roughie on page 2 of the winning post. Okay. So I was looking for a big roughie because we had a bit of a blowout last week, so we need to get the punters back their cash. And I looked for a big one. And
certainly rough enough at 51.
Yeah, her debut was good and the win was good at Pakenham too. So
nothing wrong with its prospects, but I still think it'll lose. Vainglorious on top for me, though. I think Blinkers On will be the making of this filly, hopefully, and she's maybe an Oaks contender. And Odeon, race 5, number 6. He's a possible Derby contender, but the wide barriers certainly got me worried.
All right, moving across to Morphettville on Saturday. We do have two stakes races. Track almost certainly going to be heavy. We've had stacks of rain, not only here in Melbourne, but also in South Australia. And race 6, Carl, is the UBet WH Wiley Handicap over the 1,100 metres.
Best bet, race 6, number 2, Illustrious Lad. I saw a recent jump out of his at Cranbourne about 10 days ago, and it was quite impressive. He stalked the speed. He sat third and fourth with his distinctive nose roll on, and he just came away to win it quite comfortably. I think he's going to be quite ready to run a Ford race first up. He has got a good fresh record, not penalised all that heavily at the weights, just a half kilo above the limit. And the only query is wet ground, but I think he has got the action to handle a very wet track. So I've got him as the best bet of the day.
And numbers for that?
Numbers for that race as I scurry away. The numbers are 2, 9, 1 and 3. The other listed race on the card is the Tokyo City Cup. That's race 7. Interesting race. Alpine Eagle backing up off that disappointing last start run in the Maccabi Diva. In that race, I have gone for... gee, that's a very good question. Who have I gone for? I've gone for Jim's Journey. Jim's Journey. Two runs this campaign been good. Getting back and finding the line, it was nice in the Penny Edition. In the race, they generally didn't make up much ground. And then last time, the Balaclava Cup was rescheduled from a mile to 1,300. Plenty of runners were thrown out of whack there. But Jim's Journey did quite a good job in the circumstances. He's going about his business in the right way. He's going to be tough to beat. Got him ahead of Petrology and don't know what to expect from him. Raw Impulse in for third, and then for fourth, number 13, Mr. Wonderful, who's also entered for Melbourne, so we don't know where he's going to run. Value bet there on the card, race 8, number 8, Siegel of Arca, who's also entered on Friday, so we might just be tipping you scratchings.
All right, well done. but they can always step in at Geelong on Friday.
That's right.
And get it back for Saturday, so monitor scratchings, listeners. Eagle Farm Saturday. Another bumper card, 10 races. Of course, we lost the back end of the program last Saturday, and they added a ninth. They split another, so we've got 10 races. My best is Silento, race 7, number 9. Looked to be tracking along really nicely this prep. Went to the Sunshine Coast last start, and it was a small field. He got back, muddling run race. Leader won it. Forgive the run. Mile, barrier 2, both, well, should be positives. Just got to edge away from that inside section in the straight, you would think, but should be hard to beat. And my value, we've got to give Mad Loose Missile another chance. Race 2, number 11, ended up starting reasonably short, a lot shorter than opening quote, after a few scratchings last start, but he wanted to do it all wrong at the start, veered out, nearly lost the jockey and just did everything wrong, blinkers on, and he was tracking well before that, so I've got to give him another chance. A Belmont on Saturday, and there is no black type action. My best bet comes up in the maiden, race 3, number 2, King Louis. Willie Pike to ride, good fresh run at Northam, hit the line well from the back. And my value is Royal Missile, race 4, number 8, daughter of Smart Missile. Showed a bit in her first prep, got back from a wide gate on debut, hit the line well, and then a beaten as favourite next time. Thought she'd win, but wasn't disgraced, finishing second. Has won a trial leading into her return. New Zealand on Saturday, and we head back to Hastings for the second leg of their Triple Crown, and Cowie, so impressive. First up in the McPhee Challenge, up to the mile in the Windsor Park Plate. He's going to be pretty short and hard to topple, you would think. Got him on top of 12, Capella, 13, Mime, the two mares, and 5, Farm Boy, in for fourth. You'll note Raza Lilla has no jockey in your winning post, but Jason Collett is making the trek across to ride that mare, hoping for his first Group 1. The best bet at Hastings, again, Humidor. He ended up being odds on 3 weeks ago when he won, but we'll make him best again and just roll him into multiples. I think he'll win, and then that will state his case for the Livermore Classic in a fortnight's time. He's my best. My value is Promised to Rain, race 9, number 14. Last start, 5th in the New Zealand Oaks. She's a talented type, has trialled well. Just depends what sort of odds she is, but there's a few other nice types in it, so we might get each way for her. Riccarton is the other meeting. My best bet is an Au Naturel. Good race, the Canterbury Bell Stakes, some good three-year-olds, and Au Naturel won for the Bortridge stable down to the south. Was impressive winning on debut, so she's the best, and my value, the well-named race 1, number 14, Rippy Longstockings. Has a couple of white feet, white legs, as you can imagine. She's by Rip Van Winkle, well-named, has trialled quite well. Will make her the value on a tricky program. Well, that just about takes us out. I'm trying to remember. I didn't bring the form guide in for Beaumont Newcastle on Friday, but there is some good races. The Cup. We've got Sacred Master, who I know you fancied last time when he finished a second. That was in the Wyong Cup.
Yeah, I actually, I did fancy him first and second up, and then I didn't know that he was running at Wyong. So I don't think I backed him at Wyong because I don't remember seeing the race. That's how diligent I am.
Well, he's a chance. Singing, the import of Chris Lees, is a good chance. His Majesty, I really like. I actually would have tipped him in the Well, slow, race on Saturday with the Bill Ritchie.
Actually, slow pace got it easy, didn't he, when he won last time?
He
and
did,
so,
yes.
So it's Singing 3-4, the Sense of Occasion $5, Sacred Master $5.50. DIC can be a bit of an improvement,
yeah,
second up to $9.50. Yeah, Orbeck, probably not racing as well as what we know, but $15 as well. There's a bit of depth to it, and I believe they're running this meeting on the Beaumont track.
On
is
the
that
Beaumont
right?
track, yeah. So we've got the Cameron Handicap as well, and, well, Lee Romaine probably favourite for that if he goes there, which we think he is. But, as I said, I like His Majesty dropping a heck of a lot in weight off that second up run, which was good. Fresher In was excellent. I think he can take the next step, His Majesty. So I like him. And Royal Tudor also got a lot of time for it. He was scratched a couple of weeks ago. That was at Wyong and the track got downgraded to heavy. He takes on a much tougher race first up, but I'll throw him in my multiples.
Yeah, plenty of good racing, even the Tibby. There's all sorts of stakes races there.
All right, and of course we've got full form for that in your winning post this week, so don't forget to get out to your newsagents, pick it up. We're at all the form Friday through till Sunday. Fields for the two meetings on Monday. And Carl, before we go, we better get a $20 bet from you.
Loyalty Man each way. Race 9, number 15 at Caulfield, 10 each way.
I am going to go 10 each way, my Pipette. I don't think she'll miss a place, and you'll get a little bit back for the place at least if she doesn't win, and you can maybe all up that later in the day. But I like my Pipette each way. Race 6, number 1. Thanks for listening. Hope you can find plenty of winners. We will be back next week with the preview podcast.